Kentucky. It is time for us now to welcome in the voice of reason on the afternoon radio program, the one and only trendy mommy herself, Anne-Marie Selden. Hey, Anne-Marie.
How are you today?
I had the flu the past couple days, man. I had that.
Oh, no.
That upper respiratory crap. Oh. Talk about.
People either are getting that or getting that stomach virus.
I didn't get the stomach portion of it. I hope that's not the second act, if you know what I mean. Because this one, boy, you know, right in your chest, so tight you couldn't cough, but you know you wanted to, and you know needed
that's
to.
That's dangerous.
Needed
really
to
dangerous.
Sleep. Yeah, really. But I'm here. You know, I actually, you know, like laid low, which is something not in my vocabulary, as you know, because I'm on, you know, like you, I'm on the go, go, go. So, you know, 4 days of absolutely nothing, 5 days almost. So, what is going on in the world of the trendy mommy?
We're just trying to enjoy this winter weather.
Well, you know, it's funny because Barica Steve, oh, by the way, talking about folks under the weather, our own afternoon producer, Austin in Boston, down with the flu too. So, but this is the time of year, right? You got either two choices, right? You're going to stay in home, you're going to cocoon, and you're going to be miserable. Or you embrace the season and then get out and enjoy it.
And it is hard because the temperatures have been very cold. We just went skiing for the first time this Friday, and it was cold. We went to Bradford.
Okay, which is nice.
It was about 20 degrees.
Yeah, and remember, it's always much colder at the top.
But it's nice because if you go there during the week, you know, we had Friday off. So if you go there in the morning during the weekday, there's not a lot of people.
Yeah, if you're able to do that.
If you're able to do that. You're able to get away, you know, on Saturdays and Sundays, no matter where you go, it gets pretty busy. But
right.
It's nice if it's your first time going, you know, venturing out on the skis. It's nice when there's not a lot of people around.
So the key, I guess, to enjoying skiing, other than not falling a lot, which is always my key in just about anything, is layering. You want to be nice and warm, yet you don't want to be overly bulky, I guess, right?
Right. You know, sometimes when the temperatures hit like 45, 50 degrees, that's when you can kind of take off the layers. But we always, you know, have an under layer on. Sometimes I'll even put on the sweatpants, but always make sure it's like moisture wicking as the layer underneath. And just make sure they have a good coat.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point, and I think that, you know, with the advent of this wicking material, you know, I'm not a textile person, nor do I play one on TV, but what a great invention, because it takes all that stuff, that sweat and stuff, away from you, where it would normally...
Yeah, remember years ago when you were young, you used to wear, like, either cotton or your jeans, which were the worst things to wear.
Right, and when you came in, you were a sweaty mess, and then, you know, caught a chill.
Exactly. So now they have better moisture-wicking materials, which are not cotton. So I remember growing up, that's all you used to wear were the cotton long johns, long underwear,
right,
as they called them.
Yep.
Or jeans.
I want to know who this long john was. I wonder if he got residual. Do you think?
I know. My kids are horrified when I say, go put your long underwear on. They giggle. Like they've never heard. You don't call it that anymore.
No, Mom, we're going to put on our Under Armour.
Yes, Under Armour. We either have the Under Armour or I like hot chili. Those are great.
Oh, I don't know the hot chili, because Under Armour, man, you got to take a loan to go shopping for that stuff.
Yeah, the Elvis are good, though, for that.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah. All right. I have the North Face pants, which are really, really nice.
I love my North Face jacket.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's good in any...
It's hard to, you know, sometimes when the weather's really, really cold to go skiing, but, you know, if you can find someone that has a skating rink in their backyard, go for it.
Now,
or, you know, a lot of towns offer the open skate on Sundays, which is nice.
You know what? And if somebody knows the answer to this, because I'll get it from my friend the Silver Fox. She was telling me about, even here in Lowell, something that they used to do all the time in some of the parks. They would actually, you know, board it up and flood it and maintain it as a skating rink. And that has been gone for many, many years here in the city, that there was a spot somewhere, and I believe it's up on the boulevard here in Lowell, that they were just waiting, putting the finishing touches on a kind of public rink. And how cool
nice.
How nice is that?
That's very, rink time, when you go to a specific facility, it's really hard to come by because of the hockey program, so that it's really hard to get in rink time for public skating.
Now, I remember as a kid, you know, I hate doing those. You know, I remember when I was a kid. I mean, we had these, you wouldn't even call them ponds, maybe ponds or whatever. And all the kids would come down with their shovels and we would shovel it off and we would maintain it. And, you know, I don't want to, it wasn't in Lincoln's time, but, you know, we'd make our own homemade goals and stuff like that. I mean, that was so much fun and it didn't cost you a dime.
It was fun, but I feel like now it's people are investing, although last year probably didn't work out investment-wise, but people are investing in doing their own in their backyard or in their front yard. Just to kind of monitor, because, you know, the dangerousness factor of going on like a pond or a regular already made facility.
Well, it makes you wonder. I mean, here we are, it is cold, and it's going to get a real cold snap. But, you know, some of these lakes and ponds, how frozen are they? You forget, you know, a week ago we were walking around in shorts and t-shirts.
Right. So that was really scary, I think, for some of the already built ponds. And, you know, people have been investing in their backyard rinks, so they know exactly what's there. Although it's really hard to maintain. We have a couple of friends that used to have them that, you know, you're right, if it's not frozen, it's hard to maintain. It can get bumpy. You have to make your own little Zamboni machine.
You gotta be your own Zamboni.
Contraptions of various squeegee-like items.
Yeah, right.
So it does cost a lot. It does cost a lot. But if, you know, families have invested, you know, in their child's, whether it's, you know, ice skating or figure skating or hockey, then they want them to get that extra time out there.
You know what I noticed in my buddy Fort Lauderdale, who lives out there, would probably tell me. I don't know if they did it last year, but last year there was a beautiful house up on Andover Street, well, you know, going out towards Andover, that right on the right-hand side, they had a beautiful hockey rink in their front yard. And if you remember, last year was the winter that really wasn't.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They didn't get a chance to use it all that much. But I'm going, wow, how cool would that be to have a skating rink in your front yard?
It is cool. It is an investment. I mean, I know people who are actually invested in lighting for it as well, because in the wintertime it gets darker earlier. So people do invest lighting in the rink as well.
I saw great people, because, you know, being out sick for a couple of days, what do you got to do? I was reading the papers and stuff like that. And it was either in the Sunday Sun or the Globe about a great spot, and I'm sure you've extolled the virtues of the,
De
Cordova Museum, right. And, you know, they have that great outdoor kind of like sculpture garden. Well, they, in the winter, I don't know if you have to bring your own, or they probably rent them there, snowshoes, and you can, like, snowshoe out to this thing. And it's not, like, a huge event, but I said to myself, what a great time that would be.
That is nice. I have to check. I'm typing that as we speak.
Yeah, do that.
Check it out. That's close by to me.
That's what I was thinking. That's why I didn't know whether you'd seen that or not. Yeah, that you can go out there, whether you bring your own snowshoes. But, you know, on a beautiful day right after a freshly fallen snow, you know, you're doing a little walking, yet you're